It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
It was very exciting on Friday. I made sure that I stayed up to watch the Olympics and the opening ceremony live from Tokyo. And did you catch any of it?
About 37 seconds worth.
Okay. Yeah, it was... As you know, I'm an Olympics gal, yeah?
Yeah, you are. You love, do you know what? As someone who was so passionate, particularly about the 2000 Olympics, you've been very quiet about this.
I think, well, maybe it's just getting older and more bitter.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah. You know, but I've always loved the opening and closing ceremonies. I always make sure that I watch it, right? Mm. And so I was very excited. Mm. And at the start, you know, Tokyo, poor things. You felt sorry for them because there's no one in the stands.
Yeah.
They've spent all this money and time and it's like showcasing us and no one was there to see it. It was all online and on TV, which we know.
You question the wisdom of them pushing on with it, but then it's like, of course they're going to be like, well, you know, how often do you get the Olympics? And we've already spent all this money and, you know, they're always going to push on with it.
We've done the Corrie.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we've spent, and it's so hard to do the Corrie.
It is.
We all know that.
Yeah.
I feel so bad saying it, but I was just like, what is happening?
Yeah.
It was boring.
Yeah.
I feel so bad saying it, but it was boring. Mm. There's so much that I built up in my head, so much amazing stuff that I wanted to see, Japanese culture and just...
Yeah.
But it was just... It didn't happen. And then it was over really quickly. It was kind of like, oh, is that it? And then they started bringing out the peeps.
The actual countries.
Is that it?
So were there any pandas on bicycles a la 2000 Olympics kangaroos on bicycles?
No, there wasn't.
Well, that might have been.
That would have been nice. But the thing that really got my goat, well, there's two things, right? One of the funny things out of this, I feel bad for the commentators because I know what it's like to have to fill time.
Mm.
And so a lot of the time, if you don't know what you're talking about, you're there to commentate. And if you don't know what you're talking about, you've got to make it up on the fly.
Yeah,
and it's very... difficult, especially when the whole world is watching.
You pad, right?
Yeah. And normally you've got someone there to help you, but sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
The commentary team, you know, they did their best. Yeah. There was some comments there that were a little bit weird.
Racist.
And see, the thing is, Canadian commentators, they mistook Patty Mills for a woman.
Oh.
They're like, here is Australia now, two amazing women, Patty Mills.
And Kat, was it Kat Campbell's cake?
Yes.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
You can understand, though, North America...
Patty.
There wouldn't be a lot of Patty guys. There'd be a lot of Patty women.
But it's like, I mean, Canada is big. They know the basketball. They love basketball over there.
Yeah,
it's weird. But the thing that really, really weirded me out was the fact that I expected... We've got two flag bearers.
Yeah.
There should be two flags. They made every country, both of them hold... the flag, both at the same time. This massive flag. It made no sense, Tom.
Oh, so it's like you're watering the garden but with someone else.
Yes.
Like, yeah. We're both holding the hose.
Exactly. We're both under the umbrella, was my analogy, and we're both holding onto it, walking. It's weird. I don't understand. Just have one flag bearer.
Or
give them both a flag.
Yeah.
You've got the money. Also, the other idea, remember back in the Olympics... Rio, they had like a little belt where they could put the stick of the flag in
like
their belt.
Like when you go fishing.
Right? Why didn't they get them to do like, you know, three-legged race style where they, you know, they've got that,
wearing a
that
belt.
Central leg together with a belt in the middle and then, we're walking. Yeah. Surely there's got to be another way.
Mate, get you on board. 2024, where is it? I don't even know.
Brisbane. Yeah. Oh, 2030, what?
the next one.
Oh,
not,
the next one. Where is the next
Olympics
one?
Time.
Is that France?
Not sure. 2024, you can sort out the...
London.
The flag gear.
I'll
can't
sort
be
it.
London. London was 2012.
Where is it? Damn, that's bad.
Who cares?
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Brad Johnson. Morning, mate.
Good morning.
Hey.
How are you guys?
Wow, we got it. We knocked it all on the head.
You're wearing your Xena Sport jumper.
Unbelievable.
Got the puffer vest.
I've got to change my outfit on Monday morning, don't I?
Predictable.
Crawl out of bed after a big weekend and chuck the trackie on and, you know, roll.
You're right.
I'm going to wear a suit next week.
No, please don't.
Do you want to tell Loggy what the NP hat
is? NP on my hat.
Yeah.
Yes. It is Nick Percat, who is a supercar driver absolute superstar. We love him and Jack and I. So got to meet him through Nathan Murray here, Morris Finance in Geelong. So he loves his racing, and his son karts as well, like mine. And so got to meet Nick a couple of times, and he's a really good guy. So we're entrenched in the Nick Percat life and how he's going with his racing. So it's good.
Do you want to know the origin story behind my hat?
Yeah, please.
No, we don't have time. Johnny, you are a little bit early because we will talk footy and do the jump after 8 o'clock, but we thought we'd bring you in anyway because you're here, so we might as well utilise your abilities and your skills. I've got a business idea, and you're a businessman. Okay, so
you got a startup, mate,
with your Xena Sport and all that type of stuff.
Okay,
doing very well. So you might be able to give me some tips. We are loving, and this is me taking someone else's idea and making it better or changing it slightly.
Okay,
It may not even be better.
Okay. You're selling it well. I wouldn't go into investors with this type of information.
Yeah, first thing, be positive.
Okay.
Yeah, believe in what you're doing.
Here's an amazing idea that I came up with. Loggy, you and I both love RoboVax. We've had our lives changed by RoboVax. Have you got one?
Yeah, I've got one as well.
Yes, all right.
I need a new battery for my RoboVax, but anyway, we'll talk about that another day.
Can we bring them in and fight them?
Oh, my God, yes. Let's totally do that.
You've seen
RoboWars?
Yeah, well, you've seen, there's a video where there's like a crab holding a knife. That's how I imagine, but RoboVax.
Okay.
We'll just sticky tape, cutlery to them and...
This is your business idea.
No, this is
okay. Right.
That's just getting you excited
to a robot
for the business idea.
Yes, here we go.
Okay. So it's handy because it'll just hover around the house and it'll do a bit of vacuuming, a bit of mopping if you change the attachment.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
What it can't do is go outside. Yeah?
Yeah.
So one thing I hate doing is having to pick up dog poo.
Okay.
RoboVac that doesn't mow the lawn, but it could. I mean, that could
different
be an attachment. That could be a different attachment.
Yes.
That specific job is to just roll around the backyard picking up poop.
Okay, let me tell you, I lived in a house with a girl once that had this RoboVac and also a cat. You never want the two to meet. Poo and RoboVac
is
an art attack that you never, ever, ever want in your house.
There's a bit of smearing going on, isn't there?
A little bit of smearing. It does the whole house in it.
Oh, yeah, that's why you don't put your RoboVac on your automatic come out of its little...
Like auto timer.
Yeah, auto timer.
Oh, he's
got
one of those extra fancy ones.
No, I don't. Yeah. No, go back to base, but... No, always manually put it on. Always check check the lounge room first before chucking the vac on. No.
We'd factor it in. We'd factor in the smear factor.
No!
You'd make a RoboVac.
You can't do it. It's impossible.
And then have a little arm that goes, picks it up, and then puts it somewhere, and then I don't ever have to
see. Do you trust the RoboVac that much?
No, but I mean, if I created it,
do you need to have the fake lawn for this to work? Effectively.
No.
Any lawn.
Has to be able to go on concrete too because my dog likes to, when it's raining, won't go out
He's
on the grass.
He's also got the smallest dog in the world. No. Sorry.
No, but that's the thing. You could sell bigger versions for bigger dog poops.
Oh, crikey.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah. I'd trademark the idea straight away, mate.
Get
the
on
name,
that one.
I'd patent
Get
it.
Get on
well,
that one.
Well, the way copyright works is if we say it on the show and then call copyright, copyright.
Yeah, I heard it.
Then that's official copyright.
Yeah.
Good luck with this one.
Thanks. Miss the show. Here are the best bits of Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy. On K-Rock.
I love TikTok because it just opens you to a whole world of people you never knew existed. Just like Sydney Braum did. She posted up a video of her bed after a night's sleep with her and her partner. It's reached 2.9 million people, this video. And that's because her side of the bed looks normal, relatively normal, slept in, whatever. His side of the bed looks like, to quote her, he's been attacking bears in his sleep.
Yeah, wrestling, dream wrestling bears.
We've
all had a dream about wrestling a bear or two, am I right, guys?
The mattress protector is pulled up, the fitted sheet is pulled up, and she's like, what is happening? This is every morning.
Yeah.
He's a vigorous sleeper. You've coined the term, and I like that.
I'm also a vigorous sleeper. I'm somewhat of like a fish out of water. There's a lot of flapping about.
Yeah. Carly's a lucky lady, isn't she?
She is. she's patient, that's for sure. You know, we always joke about your Jimmy James being patient.
Carly, also very patient,
believe it or not. Azza in Hamlin Heights, do you know a vigorous sleeper or is it you, mate?
I used to be when I was younger. Mainly just having dreams like my nan would say, I'd be like talking about punching people up in my sleep.
Right.
But my son, oh my God, I don't know what is wrong with that kid.
Yeah.
So I will go in there in the morning or whatever, and I've had days or mornings where his head is where his feet used to be.
Yes.
He's just 10. But I've also gone in there, and he's got a mattress and a base. So the base actually looks like the mattress. It's got the screen leg.
Yes, yep.
The old ensemble.
And I'll go in there. Half the mattress is hanging off the base.
Yeah.
What?
How did that happen?
What the hell are you... What have you done? Seriously, dude.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he does in his sleep, but I'm just like, nah, I can't deal with this.
You need to get a camera, mate. Get a camera and film.
Yes,
that.
Do that. And then send the vision to us because we want to see it.
I don't know. Is that weird?
Yeah, it might be.
It seems like some sort of breach.
Alana from Newcombe, are you a Vera sleeper?
I am really, really badly. My husband hates it.
Okay. So what do you do?
I'm that bad. We don't share blankets anymore.
Oh.
We have our own doonas. And he has to remake the bed every single day.
Yeah. So I find this really interesting because, yeah. I mean, every conversation I've had about this has been that guys are – it's always the guy that's the bigger sleeper. So I find it very interesting, Alana, that you're – and so you've always been like that ever since you were a kid?
Yeah, been like that ever since I was a kid. I'd end up on the opposite end of the bed and stuff. And I think it's just gotten worse since I've had children.
Oh, okay.
I've just dreamt so much now that, I wake up in weird positions and my back hurts and everything like that. So yeah, I got that bad that we don't share a doona anymore. So.
Who came up with that idea of not sharing a doona? Was that a him idea or was that a you idea?
No, it was a me idea because I would steal it and he would complain.
Yeah.
So I just got over it. So
you just got sick of him whinging about
anymore.
It. Yeah, no, I'm there with you. I get it. You know, you steal the blanket all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, at least you're just kind of rolling around. You're not swinging punches like Azza apparently used to.
No, I definitely don't. Tom and Long. K-Rock.